Get the fuck over here, loser. You've been avoiding me all fucking week. Yes, I know damn well you have been. Don't try to pretend it's all pure coincidence that you've skipped lunch 5 days in a row and walked a different way to each of your classes and arrive at each class just as the professor is closing the door. You're a fucking nerd. Yet you haven't stayed behind to chat with your professors even once this week? You just bolt every single time they end their lecture. I'm just wondering why that is. It couldn't possibly be because of me, right? I'm just a girl. You're not exactly a prime specimen of manhood, but you're certainly still stronger than me. You could knock me over if you really wanted. Are you seriously that scared of words? Did you never hear the saying about sticks and stones? I don't think I could break your bones if I tried. Yet even though I ambushed you here on the edge of campus, where you had plenty of space to run, if you really didn't want to deal with me, you just walked up to me like a fucking loser. For no other reason than I told you to. You know what that says to me? Small dick energy. I'm dead fucking serious. You must have a fucking shrimp dick if you just let me push you around this badly. Well, there's nobody here. I chose this path for the same reason as you. It's hidden, and nobody ever uses it in the afternoons. Go ahead, loser, whip it out. Show me how small your cock is and make my day. Holy shit, you're actually doing it. That's so pathetic. What? That's it. You are genuinely worthless, you know that? I thought your cock was going to be way smaller than that. Don't get me wrong, it's kind of small, but it's not like funny small, you know? I was expecting something half the size of my pinky. But instead, it's just average. This is awful. You've got basically the worst possible size of dick. Like, yes, it's a little below average, but not to the point of being a big deal. I really want you to be super tiny. When the fuck do you think? Because I have a fetish for tiny dicks and for making fun of them. Are you this fucking dense? Seriously? For a nerd, you're genuinely stupid. I have a crush on you, you fucking loser. What else would I stalk you when you try to avoid me? This is college, not middle school. I like pathetic men. And you might as well be a fucking insect for how pathetic you are. Come here, you fucking wimp. God damn, you're actually a little gross, you know that? Getting hard from kissing your bully? This hasn't just been normal bullying, it's unethical, yeah. But I've been degrading you because I'm a fucking femdom, and I could tell straight away you were a submissive man. A very submissive man, and that. No, not a man. You don't deserve to be called that, and you don't deserve to fuck me either. You just get to watch me pull my panties down under my skirt. Do you see the giant fucking wet spot? That's from bullying you. I've been wanting to do so much more to you than just degrade you. And since it seems like you're into this whole degrading shtick, we're going to keep it up. I wish your cock was smaller, but since it's not, there is something we can do that we couldn't have if you had a micro penis. You're a nerd and a pervert, so you probably know what intercrural sex is. I knew it. You fucking twitch just for me mentioning a thigh job. I know you're crazy about my thick thighs. I changed my wardrobe for you. Did you realize that? I knew you weren't just looking down because you were too pussy to make eye contact. Obviously, you are too pussy, but if that was all, you would have been looking at the ground. Instead, you always looked at my thighs, and no matter what I said or did to you, you always stared once I started wearing mini skirts and thigh highs. I bet you've whacked off to the idea of a thigh job more than once. Lucky you, because I fucking love them for this one specific reason. Plain and simple. You're trapped, face to face with me, and finally, you can't run away or look away from me. I'm free to do this as much as I want. Mad that your cock is big enough to feel so good rubbing against my pussy. What? You seriously think I'd let a loser like you just fuck my pussy? Raw. Know I said I have a crush on you, but that doesn't mean I have zero standards. You are always good for a laugh, nerd. You have better things to use your mouth for. If you want to fuck me for real, you're going to have to earn it. Push that out of your head today, you pathetic virgin. Yes, I know you're a virgin. I've been cyber-stalking you and asking all the knowledgeable people on campus. You're a virgin, and I am. Fucking delighted to tease you with that. You're literally grinding against a hard, wet, tight pussy with no protection at all. And there's absolutely no chance in hell of you finally losing your virginity today. You want to know the sad thing? If you were actually small, then I was going to let you fuck me just to tease you and say I couldn't feel it. Instead, you're stuck fucking my thighs and feeling my clit grind against you. I've given you a wet willy a few times, but no, I'm getting your willy wet. Now you're going to come in my thighs. While you kiss me too. I want you to fucking melt my mouth while I squeeze my legs together as tight as I can. Because I feel your virgin cock throbbing against my pussy. When you paint my thighs and wish you were blowing your load inside my raw pussy. I'm going to come from seeing how pathetic you look. Oh. Do you feel how wet your cock is? I gushed on it. Not a full squirt. Don't flatter yourself, but a nice little gush of my juices. That's because it made me so fucking horny to the grave, didn't I? Seeing you look so desperate was one thing, but feeling you trying to angle your hips while you fucked my thighs as hard and fast as you could. That was another thing entirely. What? I was hoping you could maybe slip it inside me at the last second. Trying to get your bully pregnant for revenge or something. Too bad for you, because I'm going to be keeping you a virgin for the time being. It's way too funny to see how frantic you get from being given a fucking shred of female attention. Oh, you're a gross little perverted nerd, but you're my gross little perverted nerd. Don't you ever forget that. If anyone even looks at you funny, tell me right away. I'll send them straight. Nobody messes with you from now on. Except, of course, me.